Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Sunday, the 30th of April 2023. Today's topic is division of labor. Our text today is taken from Nehemiah chapter 3 verses 1 through 5. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they builded the sheep gate. They sanctified it, and set up the doors of it. Even unto the tower of Mir they sanctified it, unto the tower of Hananeel. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho. And next to them builded Zachar the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hassanah build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Meremoth the son of Urijah, the son of Koz. And next unto them repaired Meshullam the son of Berechiah, the son of Mezezabel. And next unto them repaired Zodok the son of Bana. Verse 5. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their lord. Key verse. Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 2. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho. And next to them builded Zachar the son of Imri. In every health establishment, there are gynecologists, ophthalmologists, and other specialists. There are also nurses, laboratory technicians, cleaners, and other professionals. No one person can be a gynecologist, cardiologist, nurse, and cleaner at the same time. Each one of these professionals is needed to meet the various aspects of the health delivery services. The passage today deals with the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem by Nehemiah. Each family was assigned a portion of the wall to build. Eliashib the high priest and his brothers built the sheep gate. Everyone's contribution was needed to get the work done. There was no conflict or clash in the course of their work. God endowed us with different gifts and talents. Some are great singers. Others are good instrumentalists. Some are great teachers. Others are good at leadership. Even in the society, each person has a role to play. There is no one that is considered irrelevant or unimportant. Also, there is no one that can be said to be self-sufficient and independent of the contributions of others. Everyone is important, and together, each accomplishes much. This is what team spirit is all about, and the essence of division of labor. Every believer needs to understand that he has a place and role to play in the household of faith. God has adequately endowed everyone with the grace and gift needed to effectively function in Christ's body. No one must think that he is not needed. No one also must think that he is too important and indispensable. The work of the kingdom is so large that everyone's contribution is needed. To get the work done, everyone must appreciate the importance of others and be willing to work with others without rivalry. Thought for the day. Every worthwhile accomplishment is a product of a company of people. The Bible in 1 year. Joshua chapters 15 to 18.